Remember when the person you hate most in the world is the one you wanted to be with? Think about that for a second. Remember the beginning? The happy times? That person could do no wrong, right? You just looked at them so lovingly, and how did I get so lucky? And before you know it, you think that person is the biggest pile of shit you've ever met. How does that happen? I don't know. I'm asking you. You know, when did things start going south? Think about it. You were there. It takes two people to fuck up a marriage. Believe me. I've been divorced so many times, I got a goddamn punch card at the courthouse. All right? And I'm not afraid to tell you or own up to my malicious, evil, bratty ways. I wasn't getting my way. And retaliation is for people that have nothing better to do. Or at least they think they don't have anything better to do than try to fuck you over as hard as they can. And even if they're the one that initiated the divorce, why are they mad? Why are you mad? I'll tell you why. Because that other person figured out that they're happier without you. That's hard. That's hard on an egotistical person. How dare you be happy without me? I'm the light of your life. Right? That ego gets in the way. And frankly, I've gotten to the point with people that I don't care enough about you to be angry with whatever you say. I'm past that. I'm happy. You know how you know you're happy? You don't care what other people think about you. You don't spend a second wasting your time with somebody that's bitter and unhappy. And you know, because you've probably been there. You recognize the signs. Misery loves company. Now, with that said, you have the choice, because those people that used to love you know every button to push, every single one of them. And if you got kids, oh shit. It probably seems like you're basically fucked. Right? Well, and I've said this before in another podcast, the children always side with the weaker parent. That is a fact. They side with the weaker parent. And what's sad about that statement is that a child should never have to choose between parents. Putting a child in the middle is disgusting. And we all know a couple, or you've been the one, or whatever the circumstances is, this isn't anything new. That is our culture. There has to be a villain, right? In any good movie, right? There's that person that's just seething with anger and animosity and just can't get their shit together or stop venting or telling somebody their side of the story. Does anybody know anybody like that? My entire life is filled with stories like that. Hell, I got stories like that. I was not a nice person. But saving grace was coming to a pivotal moment in my life of who is responsible for my unhappiness. And I could point a finger at just about anybody. Until I took that finger and I pointed it towards myself. I was my own worst enemy. But it took being alone for a little while to understand who the culprit was in my shitty little life. I was alone. I was ostracized from my family because my choices were bad. That cost me 8 years of my life with my family as a whole. 8 years that I'm never going to get back. But I'm not going to sulk about it. That was my choice. Now, if you choose to be happy when somebody's pushing your buttons, you know, there's nothing wrong with saying, I'm sorry you're miserable. I am. And I absolutely wish you no ill will at all. I don't. What I do wish is you happiness. You would not believe how powerful those words are to that person, but not only that person, yourself. Believing in yourself to move forward without causing harm to another person. It is, I can't even really describe the level you move to with that one decision, right? Because somebody might be poking and poking and poking and poking and poking at you, and just, you are ready to unleash hell on that person. And that's what they want. Misery loves company. And you'll start to feel your blood boil. You'll start to feel, your mind will start racing on, how can I get back at this person that's trying to hurt me? I want you to practice saying that. I wish you no ill will. And I wish you happiness. I truly hope you find a different purpose other than doing everything you can to hurt me. Because quite frankly, again, you're wasting your life being angry. And I feel sorry for you. I can't waste, time is precious. I can't waste any more of it thinking how to get back at you. I can't. That is not the way I want my life to be, nor my children's life. The positivity, the good karma you're going to create, the message you're putting out into the world, I don't want to hurt you. So I'm choosing not to. And I'm going to move forward with my life and be happy because I deserve that. Even though you think I don't, and I know you believe that I don't deserve to be happy, but I know I deserve to be happy. And so do you. You deserve to be happy as well. It didn't work out, and I'm sorry. But I'm going to be over here, and I'm not going to let you disrespect me or be mean to me or put me down or tell me something that's going to make me feel bad about myself. You don't get to have that power anymore. I'm taking back my life. I'm taking back my own power, and again, I wish you nothing but happiness. I hope you find somebody that makes you happy. Think about that today.